More and more retirees are losing health care benefits provided by their former employers. That's according to a study released today. To make matters worse, the prescription drug plan, now being worked out in Congress, may lead to even more retirees losing coverage. And that could make it even harder for retirees to make ends meet, as NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Lawrence Vaughn is a retired steelworker in Baltimore. He and others at Bethlehem Steel thought they'd nailed down lifetime health coverage 40 years ago.
After we went on that long strike in 59, we had got free benefits, but I really thought this would last forever, at least in my lifetime. See.
But the company went bankrupt. After that, health coverage for 90,000 retirees disappeared, leaving a residue of betrayal.
Some of the guys are really bitter. And some of them, just like I am, they're angry. You just have to deal with it.
New data show that lots of retirees are losing their health coverage.
I think it's a tremendous problem.
Bruce Stewart at the University of Maryland led a new study on health coverage for retirees. It appears in the journal Health Affairs.
We found that there's a precipitous decline in the rate of coverage for medical benefits and prescription benefits for individuals in the age group of 65 to 69.
These are people on the young end of traditional retirement. In 1996, 46% of these retirees had health benefits provided by their former employers. That was the high water mark for this coverage. 4 years later, the proportion had shrunk to 39%. Fewer than that had drug coverage. Stewart says the proportion is even lower today.
We see no reason to believe that the rate of decline hasn't continued from 2000 to the present, and no reason to believe that it wouldn't continue thereafter.
Years ago, if a company didn't pay for supplemental coverage, retirees could buy it on their own. But that was before the cost of prescription drugs exploded. That's driven up the cost of supplemental coverage. Now many retirees are spending a quarter to half of their monthly pensions to buy private coverage, if they can get it at all.
There are very few options. There are private supplemental plans that are available in most states called Medigap plans, but many insurers don't even offer those policies, and the premiums are very high.
Medigap coverage may become even more scarce if Congress adds a prescription drug benefit to Medicare. Analysts say many companies will conclude they don't need to provide coverage anymore if Medicare does it. The Congressional Budget Office says up to 37% of retirees may lose Medigap benefits. Many had hoped some type of Medigap insurance would plug the holes in the new federal drug coverage. But Stewart says the Senate version of Medicare reform strongly discourages companies from paying for Medigap coverage. That's because companies would still be left to pay the bills of retirees with the biggest drug costs.
From a company standpoint, that simply says, well, you're insuring the first few dollars, and I'm responsible for everything else, and that's no different than where I am today, so why should I provide this benefit?
MIT economist Jonathan Gruber says whatever happens with Medicare reform, the days when employers helped pay for retirees' health costs are fading fast.
My sense is employers would like to be out of this business, and if they have an excuse to get out, they will get out. They would rather be out than offering a scale-back version.
Gruber identifies another growing problem, workers who accept company incentives to retire early.
The population I'm much more worried about is the 55, 64-year-olds. I think that's the population that really gets nailed if employers drop their retiree health insurance because they have nothing else to fall back on.
They're not eligible for Medicare, and private insurance is prohibitively expensive for these early retirees. Few solutions are at hand, but Lawrence Vaughn, the retired Baltimore steelworker, says he can't wait long for Medicare reform.
That might be 2006 or 2010. I'm the age of 70. 2010, it's a long ways off.
Vaughn says he may not be around to benefit, but he hopes his adult children will when their time comes. Richard Knox, NPR News.